B'shalach, Pasha Shiro, Shabbos Shiro, this year Shabbos Tu B'Shvat. Today's in Pasuk, Ajoshi Moshe, and Negi Sot, Ashira Azois. Today in Rashi, Ajoshi, Ajoshi Kishwa, and Eish, Ore Belibo, Shiyoshi Shira. But ours is the Russian future, as Rashi says. Yoshir, the Krashi, our Midrasha, and Basin Zichron of the Brocha, we can remember the Triath Mason and Atoyo, Oz Yoshir, Oz in Russian future, Shas Triath Mason. What's the Kavodah? Oz Yoshir Moshe, the Ram is a Triath Mason. Right, you have to understand, the Medrash says, Isa b'medrash ama Moshe ba'oz chotosi shomadi mi'oz basi l'dabe paro b'shmecho hei ala mazeh ba'oz an ijoy meshira. With oz I was chayte in the beginning in Pasha Shmois Moshe Rabbeinu says oz yashe Moshe ba'oz basi al paro l'dabe b'shmecho hei ala mazeh. Moshe complained. If they're coming to Paroi and telling over, the Ibn Hisham says that we have to leave. It only got worse. And Moshe came to complain, Vayoshev Moshe Hashem, Vayoyima, Loma, Adonai Noi, Loma, Ayoyis, Loma, Zer, Loma, Zer, Shachtoni, Yom Yoz, Bosi, Yom Paroi, Yodab, Vishmecho, Heira, Loma, Zer, Vahatsa, Lo, Yitzalte, Yisamecho. Oh, it is Chotosi, says the Medrash. Ubo Oz. Oy Meshira, Shenema, Oz, Yashim, Oy Yashim, Oy Yashim, Oy Yashim, Oy Yashim, Oy Yashim. Very nice. Oz, Oz. What's the title of here, Abisa? Tu B'Shvat, Chazal tell us, what's the get of Tu B'Shvat? We make a big simcha. While Stalker, my shul this morning, came around, Stalker's Erev Hashana, that he's Stalker. But the Mayis, I thought, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, Lilonis. But we make a big simcha, a Peres Tish, a Peres Tish, and think all these Peres that come out, you go to places, Mamish, by the Svayim, it's Mekumu Mamish, I had a certain bottle, I was learning last night late, probably in his house, it's Mamish. They make mamish all suited with hirotzoins on each fruit and each peri. Ganze zach, machen am peris, tu bishvatish. What's the soit? It's mashallah ilona, it's okay. Because I'll say that we have a similarity to a tree, ki odom eit tesoda. The man is like the eit tesoda. But we have to understand exactly what the story we can learn out from that. There's a Mary the Gazaf, we have to know, and it's a big lesson for us. We'll start with the Chazam Psochim Daf Nun. That's what's very interesting before we start. In the Siddur, in Oz Yashir, we look in the Chumash, we know the beginning to say, Oz Yashir, because I'll tell us, the Mishabur brings you the Zohar, that's Kimmichmoichu HaKol V'Noisav. But we say in the Siddur, we add a Pasuk, V'Hoya Hashem L'Melech HaKol HaOret, V'Yoy Mahu Yiyah Hashem Echol Shmo Echol, V'Hol Moishi V'Hatiyoy. The whole end over there, L'Maisin, we don't have that in the Chumash. Why is that the end? Because By Amit, I believe the Yisoid, the Shira, Be'etzem, and this could answer all our questions, is based on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim, Daf Nun, V'hoya Hashem L'melach, Da'ashim, at the end of the third Perek, L'melach HaKol Oretz, V'yom Ahu Yiyah Hashem Echol Ishmo Echot. In those times, Hashem will be Echot, Ishmo Echot, like the Gemara, Otu Ha'idne L'Avechadu. Like the Gemara today, that Echot, the Benishim Zerari Echot. Omar Rabbi Acha Bachanino, Loi Koyle Mazeh, Oyle Mabo. Like this world is not the next world. Oyle Mazeh, Abasoyos, Toy Voice, Oyle Mabo, Hatoy Vamative. In this world, on things, good things that happen, we see Hatoy Vamative. Abasoyos Royce, Oyle Mabo, Dynamis. Lo'oilam haba, kuloi ha'toy v'ameitiv. Ushmoy echot. Well, it continues. What's pshat? Lo'oil Hashem echot. Yimor is dashing. That lo'oilam haba. In this world, we make a bracha. We make baruch. On this world, we make a bracha. On this world we make a bracha, a b'sayis toy voice, a toy v'ameitiv, v'abesayis royis adayin ha'emet, for the next world kuloi, a toy v'ameitiv. That's of all Hashem l'mer ha'kol, all Hashem l'mer ha'shem echot. What's the taj? The Magen Mibrod, the Slach brings over here in the Gemara in Pesachim, Shek Tekasha. What does it mean in the next world kuloi, a toy v'ameitiv? What's the pshat in the Kuskula Teva Meitiv? But the Rav Yonah brought that in this world, you see things that happen, there are tragedies that they call, so-called, and we look on that, and since our approach to Olam Hazeh is with a small vision, a very, very small vision, so we make a bow, we see the Etzim tragedy, as we say, Baruch Dayan Emes, we know it's Emes, but we can't feel it. We don't understand the ramifications of it. But in Olam HaEmes, in this world, we'll look back and see everything that transpired in this world was Kulei Tov. And on every Maaseh that happened, even the thing that looked like Mamish, the worst possible Maaseh, we're all going to make a Rocha Boruch HaTov HaMeitiv, says the Gemara, it's up to the Mami Vlod. That's Chad Bahoy Hashem the Melech HaKol Oret Bayoyim Ahuyi Hashem Echod. The Shem Echod meaning there's no Chad Hashem any Pikpul Chad Hashem Pikpul any Machshava. Maybe this it's all Kuloi Me Hashem Yetzi Oin Toiv. You don't understand it yet, but it's Kuloi Toiv. That's the Chad Bahoy Hashem the Melech HaKol Oret Bayoyim Ahuyi Hashem Echod. Is a Meila, can't understand yet, you can understand now, beautiful, the Taich of the Tikkun of Oz Yashir. Be'etzem Moshe Rabbeinu, what was his sign when he came to Kodesh Baruch Hu? When we all bought the Atana, the Dad of the Shemecha, Heila Alam Hazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu had a Taina, that Lechoyla, Heila Alam Hazeh, that it looked so bitter, so much worse. My Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, to that, is a chesaron yamuna. Over all his Yashu Moshe, was Moshe Rabbeinu reached the matzah of Tchis HaMeisim. All his Yashu Moshe, not the Tchis HaMeisim, because Moshe Rabbeinu at that moment understood clearly the matzah of Tchis HaMeisim is going to be, we're going to understand everything clearly. The picture will be so clear that it wasn't Ra, it was Emes Toiv. And then, we'll all say Shira. Is Moshe Rabbeinu now seeing the Mitzrayim drowned? And seeing the Minyan Kenegan Mida? Is now Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Da'er? Is Yoshe Moshe Bnei Yisrael? And what we thought was bad, that we thought was horrible, what we thought was tragic, Lemais at the end of the day, what was it? It was only for Toiv. And the Pshat is Parshit. Lemais the Chazal said we were supposed to be in Mitzrayim 400 years. When we always bust your power, what are we going early? Koishi Hashibot. The test is Vatet. From the Esam Koishi, the power you made it harder, that it sped up the Gula, that made it come quicker. Is it Mela? The Esam, what we saw was tackled terrible. No cash, no straw, was Koishi Hashibot, was even more painful. Yeah, and that was the Siva of the Gula Be'etzim. And the Oz Vossi Al Paroi, Sok Medrish, with Oz Chatosi, with Oz Amasakin, Oz Yosha Moshe. Moshe sings the Shira, and he understands that his Amkos, that every single mice that happened, from the Tchias of Mitzir Fitzrayim was a Kola Toiv. A Kola Toiv. That's the Pshat Oz Yosha Moshe of Oysan. That could be the end of the Taich. If anybody knows the materials of a tree of Isaiah, how it grows, you see the beautiful pears basoif of the mice. Anybody knows how the materials of agriculture and the materials of a tree works. You put the seed into the ground, the seed rots and becomes mamish. It rots in the ground. If they're looking at that matzov, would see chas v'shalom what's going to be. It's disgusting. It's terrible. But Basoif, he sees the pain. Basoif, the pain comes out. A person has to know that there's going to be difficulties, there's going to be hardships. There are things in life that's difficult for us. But if we walk around with this feeling, we have an understanding and appreciation that I call the signs. Then nothing's hard, nothing's difficult, nothing's tragic. It's difficult to live with such a philosophy. It's not easy. Especially in this world where things have come so easy and we want that everything should be good, everything should be easy, everything should be perfect. But of course, Bobo knows better. He knows more what we need. He knows more what we're going to gain from. He knows more that it could be from this difficulty, from this Shverkat Fakir, from there going to come to Yeshua. We see with that small vision. We see a little bit in front of us. Don't see no long term. So the Erika Chassam Soif on the Pasuk in Parashat Kisisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know the ways of Hashem, Zot HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ro'isa es achoyai, Uponai lo yiro. You could only see in retrospect, Uponai lo yiro. You're not going to ever understand in face value. In retrospect, we look back and see everything that transpired. You're going to see it every step of the way. It was a call of time. But you want to understand at face value for your Mishmiyat Moyach. For the Isiyas Achoyrai. Uvon I know you know. In the Hedek HaChassam Soifa, there was a young Bocher who was in a certain town, Mites. And he stayed by a certain Gevir. And this Gevir put up Bochum and Chassam ate off his table and he was learning yeshiva over there. And that Kufa, a bunch of Chayoli and a bunch of soldiers had come to town in that area from the Goyish government and the French army, different armies had come. And the Maisa, they were very powerful armies and they forced the Balbatim, the rich Balbatim of the town, to host them and to have them stay in the houses and feed them. And there's one certain soldier that the Chassam Soifa, that friendly with a certain soldier that the Chassam Soifa took care of, he's friendly and he should joke around a little bit. The Chassam Soifa would understand why people made this matzah that a Goyish soldier was boarding the same place as him, but they happened to make a still kesher. Kid to the soldier moved on. The Chassam Soifa thought it was a mice and okay, you can understand exactly why he had to go through this whole thing, matzah. He had a shaykh with his Goyish soldier. Many, many years later, when the Chassam Soifa was the Rav of Preshburg, he came to Din Torah to Balabatim. They couldn't settle their case. And the Chassam Soifa passed against one of them. And this one went to the government and ratted on the Chassam Soifa, showed different musmachim that they were wrong, and it was against the government. And they took in the Chassam Soifa as a roigel, as a spy, and the psaktim derech found these cases was Nisa Nebuch. Kitzur, the Chassam Soifa came to this court, and the mice, and then those courts in those times, the way they used to these people were trialed for death sentence, the army would stick out, all the, it would be there in the president of the court, or the people who were involved with the carrying out the punishment, and they would stick out their swords to frighten the Nidoim. They all had stuck out their swords in front of the Kamsoifa. It was a very bitter matzav, and most of the judges were anti-Semites anyway. The whole town was working feverishly, trying to bribe the judges. Pitom, the judge, one of the judges, calmed everybody down and said, put away your swords. And he called the Kamsoifa into one of the side rooms. And he says to Kamsoifa, you remember me? I was that soldier that we had family from there. I became now a justice minister. And I don't, you don't have nothing to fear. Kamsoifa said, I never understood what was going on. Spending time with this soldier. I was going to tell you what I have to have a shaykh. You see in retrospect, but you won't see in front. The person leaves with his Yisoyda Boisai. He has a different life. The Chassidus HaLevavos says the Yisoyda B'tochen is Menuchas Nefesh HaBoteach. Menuchas Nefesh. What causes so much strain in life, Boisai? What caused so much thousands and millions of dollars spent on doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, thousands, tension, pressure. What does it come from? What does all the tension come from? Where does all the pressure come from? Where does all the anger? It comes basically mainly when a person wants and feels that a thing should be a certain way. He wants it to be his way. He wants the Metzius to be the way he pictures it. And if it's not going that way, heartache, backache, headache, everything, shalom bayis, goes down the drain. Everything, why? Because he wants it his way. That's the anger of Isaac. What does anger, kaas, come from? Anger is the difference between the way he wants it to be and the way it really is. That's where the frustration in life comes from. And if a person would be able to be settled down and realize that we're not in control. You know, he says, the British has a plan. The British has a plan for everything. And what you're going through now, the hardship that you're going through, it's L'tayf! It's L'tayf! If that would be true, his learning would be different, his matzias would be different, he wouldn't be so bold all the time, running this, jumping. What shakes a person out of his daily routine is difficult, these things that happen. When the Beinu Tam says and say by Yosha, the things in life are going to happen. It's not always going to run smooth, but if a person lives with a emes to be tough on, I call it toys. There's nothing in this world that happens that there's not an extra plan and it means emes with toys. Now the worst tragedy, Chas v'Shalom. But a person is mad, is when he has murdik b'nilcha, murdik simchus achayim. The Chazal tell us that Akiva, from Akiva, the Chazal tell us over and over again, many different mice, the one that says Marcus. The Kiva was always happy. They were walking across, they saw a shul going out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. They were crying, the Kiva was happy. The Kiva had a mirror, they got Simcha Sachayim. A mirror, they got Simcha Sachayim, the boy said. Where did it come from? Says Chazal and Brochus. Says the Eric Chazal. Tana Mishmeid Rav Akiva Oilom Yehodam Rodham Rehma called Oved Achman L'Tav Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything he does is L'Tav Ozo Ubat B'Davre. He went one time, I'm sorry, he went on the way, he came to a certain town and he wanted to stay in the town. No one gave him lodging. He went to the Midbar. What are you supposed to do? He had in his hand a tie and a goyim, a chamor of a shayah shraget, a donkey and a candle. Also zike, cover the shraget. A wind came without the candle. Also shun roch on a tie and a goyim. A cat came and ate up the tie and a goyim. Also aye yoch le chamor, a lion comes and eats the chamor. At first I think what we would be doing such a matzah. What bad luck. No lodging. Okay, at least I have stuff. to get around with, have some light, to live in the dark, midbar, the wilderness there, I have nothing, no animal to get away, I'm all alone. So after Erika Zachazah, what did Rabbi Kiva say? Omar! Called the Omer Rachmanu Lata'av of it. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, is the Tov. There's no bad, it's only good. That night, an army came, Shav Yilamasa, to capture the whole city. Omar Lu, he said to his Talmidim, Lav Omri, go mad to Omri HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would have had the candles of Rashi, they would have seen him. He would have had the Chamor Noyer, with a time ago, they would have made noise, they would have seen him. Komad, the other HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the times of Rabbi Kiva, I saw clearly. It's all the time, it looks tragic. Nothing, he has nothing left. Amitos is the savior of his life. This is what we have to get into our new Rabbi Yisai. There's nothing ra. Over the Tov. I heard over Meridik Zach. Meridik. Avram Avinu is going to sacrifice his son Akedas. Yitzchok ben Avram. Because I'll tell us. Afro shall Yitzchok sover lefonov. The Afro shall Yitzchok sover lefonov. It's always in front of him that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Hashem remembers. That Kedas, Yitzchok, what's that Afro Shal Yitzchok? That means Yitzchok died. So I heard over Meir, the Chazal, it's up to the Medrash. The Medrash says that Taka Yitzchok, Nishama left him, it was Paruch, and Nishma, so when Avram put him up on the altar, but the Maisi got a new Nishama with Nichlas into him. Afterwards, it was a Tchias HaMeisim for Yitzchok. So Chaim brings Alpi Medrash, we don't know what the Taich of Lizu Chazal, but the Chaim brings the Medrash Talpiyos. Stay in Medrash Talpiyos! Yitzchok was born with a neshama of a nekeva. He had a neshama of a nekeva and a shenish maschava. That's meant that Yitzchok could be sad as Esther Messias, Einoi Moilit. Avram took him up. And he shechted him, whatever it was, in his Torah and his Mosul, B'Shach, the Maisa, that Gedo. And the Nishara from the Ayo, that was in the Ayo Zohar, came into him and then made him an Ayo Nishma Zohar. Those of the Medrash Talpiyos, the Chaim brings him. We don't know what all these come up with the mess. The Chaim brings the Medrash Talpiyos, that a Nishma Zohar went into Yitzchok. Now, Boisai, think for a second, if this Or HaChaim of Meir de Gazach, we see Avram going to the Akedah. What do we see? We see the end. We see in front of us the end of the Dayan dynasty. The end of Avram's hope. Hashem told him, take your son, bring him up for the oil of Israel. We see the end. What was it, Behemoth? That if Avram would have taken from Akedah, so he would have remained with his Nishmas in the Keva, and he would have been able to continue the dynasty. But of course, Avram put him up to the Mizbeach, and was Paruch HaNishmosai, and the Nishmas in the Keva left him, and was Nishmas in the Shalom from the Ayu. That was Zochet to have children. And that's Zochet Mizok to Chazal, that's what afterwards it says. There was a wife of Rivka, old Pasha afterwards, which we read on Rosh Hashanah, but we see the end. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? This is the start, this is the beginning. This is the Yeshua. Zok Rabbi Akiva, I call it toys. It looks like the end, it looks like a tragedy. It looks like we're stuck in the wilderness. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him? Pum Faket, Rabbi Akiva. So many times in life, a boy says, these things occur, difficulties, hardships, and we think, Chas v'Shalom, something's coming to an end, And the Isra Sachoirai, Ufonai lo Yiro, you think it's the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is planning. This is the Hatzchola. This is the Yeshua. It looks like the tree is rotting. You put it into the ground. What are you doing? It looks like it's rotting. It's being destroyed. There's no end. This is the call of the Yeshua. This is the call of the bringing about the Peiris. That's the Yisrael of Tu Bishvat. When we see the pain and we see the difficulty that it went through. Because I'll say there's Zeroim. It's V'hoyah Amunah Titech HaKosh Yeshua HaKomos V'Dad. Six Lashonis connected to six Dorim. V'hoyah Amunah Titech HaAmunah Zuzroim. Zrob Toises and Shabbos. Lamed Aleph. Zrob Toises. Why is Zeroim Amunah Sh'olim Zareh Ba'adorim V'ma'amin Sh'akosh Bo'os will bring the end. Just read about Dover, what trials and trials and tribulations that Zazah is going to go through. So it thinks about that baby. But the Maimon knows where he's at, Achoyrai. It's going to go out, it's going to rot. It's going to have mama's tragedies in the ground. But Soif is going to produce that beautiful apple, that beautiful orange. Where he says, Achoyrai, before I learn your oath. Ah, Rabbi Isaac, this is such an important story. That is the shiur that we sing. Tremendous shiur. When we realize this story, the person's koyach of his whole avodas Hashem is anderish. He doesn't have to worry so much. He doesn't have to be such behilus. He realizes that Yiddish has a plan. And even though it looks terrible, Esther schlepped into the mouth where she's hiding. What does Mordechai think? Esther, I'm hiding her away. They're here to Esther, the pure Esther. And what happens? They find her. They're into the Malchus. Tragedy! Mordechai must be thinking, what have I done for this to occur? Well, Mordechai is always in the yard wing, he's there in the courtyard wanting to know what's going to happen. But they remind him, when Sergei Shotokov saw Esther was the savior of the car he saw, because she was born into the mountains. It was so strange, she was thrown to Mordechai when she was taken away. What has HaKadosh Baruch Hu done to me? She was his wife. She was taken away. Mom was taken out of his hand. She was in hiding. But Tilokach Esther stayed in Chazal. Taken by force. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the plan at the end. I call it Toi. The Savior of Klal Yisrael. So many times in our lives, the boy says, it gets difficult. It gets hard. It gets scared. But with the Koyach of Amunah, the boy says, these parashiyos. To realize so strongly that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu there. There's no one else running the show. And we can't be afraid. We have to realize it's Chako with Toivo. Gamzu with Toivo. Keep his Rebbe word, Nochemish Gamzu. Gamzu with Toivo. And get his Dachis with Toivo. We never understand. We never know the ways. The Michal mentioned a few about Friday night by the Oineg, the Mary the Kamaisa. It happened in the time of the Holocaust. With certain Yid going to Nebuch, the time of the Holocaust, that his sister was taken to the Gestapo for some reason, and he heard about it. And he ran without thinking into the Gestapo, whatever, no one does that, it was like committing suicide. I don't know if his sister was going to be taken. He ran into the office and he said, give me back my sister, I need her back. And they started to make fun, you stupid fool. Not only your sister's in trouble now, but you are also. And he's begging. And he said, you can beg till tomorrow. We're not going to release you. He said, begging. And he made a joke and he said, when you go here on the palm of your hand, we'll release you. You can beg till tomorrow. And if you grow hair on the palm of your hand, then we'll release you and your sister. And all of a sudden he opened up his hand, what do I say? And there it was. Hair was growing on the palm of his hand. Hair was growing on the palm of his hand. And the Nazis got crazy. They thought this guy was a witchcraft. He said, you're a kishuf art. Kishuf. Get out of here. And he said, you better start running, get out of there. We got all afraid. And the mice, he said, you take your sister, just start running. And he ran to the woods. Rabbi Yisrael, what happened, Rabbi Yisrael? How did he go palm on his, how did he go hand to palm his hand? A few years back, Rabbi Yisrael, he was working in a factory. And never he put his hand in one of the machines in the factory. And he got a very, very bad cut in the, on his palm of his hand. Very serious cut. The skin was destroyed. And they had to do a skin graft. And the doctor did the skin graft, took it off a part of the body that the hair grows over like that. And he put it right in the palm of his hand. Think, Rabbi, that when his hair went to the machine, what did he think? Life's coming to an end. That's it. My hand, Rahman, it's gone. And Rabbi Hashem, but he says, Tachoylan, he grew hair on the palm of his hand, Rabbi Hashem. I just saw a similar story. The Gita Zilis can tell that in time, Lita, the wife of the Flutter Ashira of Shulman, told a similar maisa. A certain girl that she grew up, and she from the time she was born, she had a very big growth in the back of her ear. Tremendous growth. It's hidden by a hair, but it was a very not nice looking growth. And the maisa parents had tremendous sorrow from it. They didn't know what to do, but in those times, I guess they do these type of operations, like surgery and these type of things. And they left it. One time when she got older, There was a certain chayolim that came to the city, and one of the chayolim of the goyim saw her and said, "That's my sister. What are you doing here?" And he took the girl and he brought her to the city, and he took her all the way to the office, and he was taking her with her to bring her back home. And she was screaming and this, but he said, "No, you're my sister." The brother ran after them. And he finally called up to the orphans and he said, "Give me back, it's our family member, it's our sister, what are you doing?" And the orphans didn't want to hear anything. "It's not true." He says, "I have a simon muvah to prove that she's my sister." "You have a simon muvah, can't be." He says, "Look behind her ear, there's a tremendous growth back there." And I looked behind the ear and there was nothing to say. It was clear that it was a sister. And he took her back. To see, not just speculation. This is the Yisroel of Oisai. This is our Amunah. We believe our Amunah is so clear that Hakol HaToiva, all the problems that we have and all the serious issues and the tension that we have, if there's no Menuchas Nefesh, because we don't understand, we're trying to force the issue, and we have to realize that Hakol HaToiva, that Kodesh Baruch has a plan for us that we can't see, and we try to force the issue, we're not going to get anywhere. We have to relax and trust in the Ibanez Yerolam, and to be living in his arms, Ke'ilo a baby, has nothing to worry about. As if Chayim Shulam, because we'll go all our Ima, he's done with our sins. Can go all our Ima, because we'll go all our Ima, like the mother who has the baby, is the thing that the child thinks or cares, is worried, he's in the hands of his mother. That's the mitzvah of a mother that we have to have. That we're in the hands of our mother, that we're being taken care of totally, they have nothing to worry about. Our Torah will be different.
If not, you're going to be always pulled here and there, and you're worried that the daivis hachayim to take over. You'll never be able to concentrate on your learning. Why? You're doing for this. What's going to be with panosa? What's going to be with shidduchim? What's going to be with this?
But a man who has total bitachon in Yisrael, he's taking care of me. He will take care of me. I have nothing to worry about. Not shum daiger that panosa. God's brother is not going to forget this b'nei Torah. Don't worry. God's brother will take care of panosa. He has nothing to worry about. He just goes weiter. The shleimus halimud with emeskayt, and his only daiger he has is only to forget the Tosfos. Then should forget a Tosfos. That's his daiger. They should forget a Daf Gemara, that's his only daiga. His mind is settled. He lives with a certain clarity in Chayim.
Why was so much we forget that we're clear in our learning? It's because we're taka pushed and shoved and here and there, and our mind is always thinking what's going to be there and what's going to be with this and ben manim and ben dor and this and that and the chasen and this. Our mind pulled in 100 makomis. How to try to remember? How to try to concentrate? But a person is Babu Abishin Shabbat Chubo. But a person is Machazin Minas Abitochen. Me is Amuno. And I call the Toy, but you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to go to 727 Shadchanim. Maybe they'll find me a Shidduch. You sit in your place, maybe mention a few people, you make a Shtickle Shtadlis, a Kashbam will take care of it. And Avi told me last week, after 2 weeks ago, I gave a Shmuz by Tar Amuno. He told me, he had his mamash holding by zero, no money whatsoever. Nothing. And he didn't know what to do. But he said, I'm lying on the Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu gives panasa. 2 days later, he gets a letter in the mail, he didn't expect it, nothing. $100, his sister sent him stam out of blue blue. Why did it come? Where did it come? He asked $100. He said, he told him through his Shmuz Yehovah Chol Hashem, the Shidduch, whatever it is, the Bein Shloim is Mashkiach, the Prati Shloim is on us. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Elokeinu is of the Goyim. Shemashkiach of Kol Echod V'Echod. Elokeinu. A Shkoch of Prati on each and every one of us. A plan, a direction. And even and when it's difficult, it's a shver, it's hard. It looks like tragedies and Schwerkeiten. Don't let up. Hold on strong. There's a certain kufis that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is testing you. It's in the Sayyid. But realize where you said at the end of the day, you're going to see. You're going to see Yeshua's Hashemites. Rav Shach and his Rebbetzin, Nebuch, was at 16, it was nifted on a girl that I think we mentioned last time, was so precious in her eyes. And the Nebuch, she was Nifta. Shach till the last days had a picture of her out over his bed. Till the last days, you know, he had such a leap shot, such a connection to her. And the Maisi had a picture over his bed, she was Nifta. But the Rebbetzin said if she wouldn't have been Nifta, who knows, we would have been saved from the Holocaust. After that, they realized that maybe the place should be somewhere else. They should move to get away. It was hard for them. And they came to Eretz Yisrael to see if they were saved. You don't realize it very soon. So many times in life, this past summer, my wife and I went through a difficult period trying to get our daughter into a certain seminary. We were working feverishly to get her to a certain seminary. Mom was pushing, getting connections, calling this person and that person, and this, honey, making a status in. You have to get her in. Kids are certain seminary, whatever reason, didn't work out. We couldn't get there, this, and we were, mom was not. And we didn't even think there was a third seminary that we didn't think was really the place for. The Seder Dodor, that was our last option, and Baruch Hashem, she got into that one, and Baruch Hashem was the best. At the end, we realized, we saw it now, after retrospect, it was the best thing in the world for her. Oh, when we think, my wife heard the first time that she can't get into the, she was not going to get into the certain seminary. Oy vey, my mom is bechiyo, he's in tears. It didn't work out. Oh, but that's, it's a chasana, but so it's natural for a person, oh, you try hard in a certain way, there's a door there, it's stopping you, it's not letting you go. At that time, a person has to say, I'll call the toy, it's not to, you have to make your shtadlis, chas v'shalom. But if you've made your shtadlis, you've done what you can, your job now is totally relaxed and restful, total in the full das now, your mind's not on it whatsoever, you made your shtadlis. The Ra'i says, Achor HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. What's going to happen at the end? That's in the hands of the Rebbe Rishon. Unbelievable, Rabbi Isai, a story I just read. There's a certain old man that lived. He lived in a certain apartment building amongst the Haredi community in New York. And Rabbi Isai, he was a nice old man. No one ever visited him. He seemed like lived by himself. He used to machak, you know, treats and everything for the kids, but he was mamish. just living by himself without anybody visiting him. The neighbors try to have shares with him, but he's a very lonely old man. And the Emes, they noticed one week he wasn't around. He'd come by, he'd go up the steps, he wasn't giving out the candy, the kids were noticing. This is in Manhattan. And the mice, they used to see him around, they were bothered by it. A week or 2 weeks went by. The storekeepers that used to see him come by here and there, no one knew what happened. He never used to leave his house for meals, so but something is going on strange. After a week of waiting around, so they decide they have to do something. The kids are, the Rav, the Shechuna, suggested with Machlit to go check Chas Chalila if something happened, to go visit him. He knocked on the Delet. There's other people waiting, standing around with him, to see if there's some movement. Nothing happened. After a little while, they brought the police down, decided to break open the door, and Nebuch was total silence of the Diva. He came in one of the beds, on the bed there he was, dead. The Maestro Tequila found out, Shmuel went out in the Tequila, that this man has died. And the Maestro, he started to make a Kaddish for the Levaya. The Rav wanted to know that some of the others say, Kaddish, man, is a family member. He never saw anybody with this man. He probably lived and ate his meals all alone. He just had tried to come to Shmuel, he meets with the people, and he goes shopping a little bit, and up and down the steps of his building, with the kids around there, but family is not to be seen, so he tried to mechapes in the dira, find some type of musmach, some type of document that stated his children, something of the family. He found an old pinkas, old ledger that was all worn out, and there was pictures over there, and certain pratim, and a number of a son. So the rabbi had to wake out on the phone, called the son, and to tell about the death of his father, and to tell him about the Levaya. The son answered the phone, and according to the way he was talking, the rabbi understood this Ben was off the derech, totally left to her mitzvahs. They were seeing the gaboyim were around the rabbi. They heard the son screaming. And what was he saying? For 20 years I didn't see my father. I didn't talk to him for 20 years. I don't have any feeling, I don't have any reason to come to any Levi or anything, said the Ben, screaming. The rub was mamish out of his tailor. The Lamaisi wasn't Levati. What about the Kaddish? That's enough to come to Levi just to say a Kaddish. Said the son, I'm not sure I'm a Torah mitzvah. I don't believe in a Kaddish. And therefore, I'm not going to say Kaddish, I'm not coming to Levaya. Oh, but the Rav didn't give up. A Kaddish is not a tefillah on the mitzvah, he said. A Kaddish who tefillah adol shmoshi l'shem yizborach. Tefillah matil l'peronius v'pegoyim koshim. Kaddish is something that says for peronius. It's not just a tefillah on the mitzvah. It's tefillah to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. It's a tefillah to Maya, the person's life. Through Kaddish of the Rav. Yizuch to Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. Through people's answering, Amen Yesh Mei Rabba. That's Kaddish. Come and daven for yourself, said the Rav. As the Rav tried to shachneh him, convince him. Your whole life, pagata ba'aba shulcha. Give him a little nachas, he said. Come! After a long, drawn out conversation with the Rav, the son agreed to come to the Kaddish, to the Levaya, to say Kaddish. Enough that the Rav will leave him alone already, it's enough, an hour, keep him on the line. It wasn't even possible though to be kovel this man Levaya, they wanted to be matzliach with the son. The son was a very, very matzliach businessman. He worked in a very, very very good business. He's very busy. He's very, very hard. So he said he opens his business at 8 o'clock sharp. he opens his business about 9, whatever. And the Leviah should be at 8 o'clock. And he should be able to get to work maybe by 8:30, get there right away. We'll say the cottage quickly. Maybe we'll miss a few minutes of his work, but the Maisa, he can get there earlier. Hola Maisa, let's get on with it. We'll make it quick, and I'll get back to my job and my massage. Next day, the man comes, a big businessman, Mamish, with his fancy suit. And he says, let's get it on, let's get on with it. Let's get the Leviah going. Leviah started, and the Ben starts to say Kaddish. And he heard what the Rav had spoken to the Hesped. The Rav took his to the Hesped, but he was in a rush to get to his business. Then one of the Shechinim started to say Hesped. And in the middle of the Hesped of the Shechinim, the Shmua came. The Shmua came! It was Chavtimu El Tavshin Samach Aleph. What we call on this modern time, September 11th. And the planes had already hit the building in which this businessman had office was. And the schos that he came to say Kaddish. He didn't just say, he didn't just bring evil nishama for his own tata, but he saved his own life. This was the yisoid. He started to say another Kaddish afterwards. Kaddish al Shel HaBen Shekibur Chaim Chadosh HaMi'oviz. His father had given him a new life. The Tzchus the Kaddish. Kaddish Shel HaBen HaShov HaMi'oviz returned to his father in heaven. The P. Echad HaShcheinim, the story is told over from one of the Shcheinim of that building, of Yisrael, in the Sefer Shul HaMelech, page 22. The Yisrael the Bnei Yisrael has planned for everybody. Let's call it Toiva. You can't fight Hashkocha. You gotta follow the Hashkocha. If you go to that turn to know what the Hashkocha is, try to understand where should be headed to, what's right, up in that Toiva. That's what makes the proper Shtadlus. Not too much. Not too little. What we have to do, up in that Toiva. But the end of the day, the end of the day, the Bnei Yisrael has the plan. And our job is to Makabo, not to get nervous, not to get down, not to get all excited. Our job is to be remain true, remain sturdy, remain the Menuchas Nefesh. All through my talking that are difficult. You watch the Reshiva, Shlita. And I watched him many times through very, very, very difficult matzavim. Serious matzavim. Paskening on many people when they should return during the Gulf War. Different things. A myriadic of Menuchas Nefesh. A myriadic of calmness. Unbelievable. What the Yeshiva saw. How he came to Eretz Yisrael and the Hashgach HaPlus that he had. The myriadic of Hashgach HaPlus that he had. When he came in 1965 and 1967 already, the Six-Day War broke out and the guns of Jordan were facing the yeshiva. The yeshiva's mechazer told everybody to stay. The yeshiva expanded and became great. The tzchus the emuna, the tzchus the calmness. The yeshiva always calm, steady and cool. The Rekiva! I believe what gave thee the Korah, what gave thee the strength, what gave thee the understanding to realize, Komar, by the guy from his Rebbe, that a Rekiva wants to do his own life. What were the chances that a Rekiva become Rebbe Akiva? What were the chances Rebbe would take him for a wife, for a husband? Because Rebbe was Mizadi, the whole master. He was Alma Oret. There was no Shaykhus for him to be a Talmud Chacham. What does that cause Rebbe do? He made her be a shepherd for Tavos Zavua. He made that his daughter would fall in love with him. And he made that through that it would be Messiah of the whole master. She sent him away to Messiah's Nefesh. Only she could see his Midas and only she. And Rav Akiva realized that Kol Tzayv, his own master, how he started off and he ended up. Hakol Toiv. A boy said, if you know this is Toiv, if it's ingrained in our bones, if it's Mechaza over Meisim, and Mechaza over Shabi Tokoi, and when we look at our own lives, we look at things that we went over, and we saw that it looked mamish, bitter and terrible, and then we saw at the end, it was murder to the Toiv. Then no trial, no tribulation, no Nisoyim should be so difficult. And I'm not saying it isn't, it's not difficult to add them. There's a Nisoyim there. But when it gets difficult, when it gets a little bit hard, you have to dig deep. And Mechazik HaAmuna. Mechazik is starting to realize, HaKol HaToiv. Komata over that Kodesh Baruch Tav Oviv. We might have lost this, we lost that. Money and this, Chas V'Shalom, other things. And HaKol HaToiv. And it's murder to give vacation for toys. We were supposed to go somewhere, and it didn't work out. Oh, how bitter he's flying away. How bitter! Because I'll tell us more in either. Oidcho Hashem, ki anaftabi. Thank you, Hashem. Oidcho ki anaftabi, that you swiped at me. What's up to the Gemara, to the busher, to the guy who's going on the road? He has to catch a boat. And the thorn gets lodged in his legs, and he's screaming, and he can't get it out, and he misses the boat. Oh, he's screaming, he's going crazy, now that stupid thorn, why'd I go this way? Why'd I do this thing? And then he hears that the boat was mitzvah. He hears that this happened. Aye. That's the shiur of it. Don't say shiur. Don't say shiur as Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, yeah, Hashem, the Melech, I'll call her all at the end of the Shiva. That could be the Taich. Yaakov Avinu came and he sees Yosef. He says, Kriyas Mashma Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. Yaakov Avinu, I was told it was a Tzoros Yosef. But then he sees Yosef Melech, Moine Betzidkoi, realizing that he's the one who saved them. Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, said Yaakov Avinu. Now he sees. Why is he saying Krishma now? Now he sees it before his eyes. Yosef is Oyer B'Tzidkoi. Yosef is Mechalkov and Mitzrayim. It was thought to be a Tzorah Asuma. He's in Yosef down. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Oyer Malchus Shemayim, Hashem Echad. There's no Ra. There's no Ra, Rabotai. It's Kol HaTov. This is the Nisoyim. This is the Chazikim. The boys have a whole Suez HaChayim to be under it. The person's going to be Nisoyim, I call the Toiv, not just singing it. Kladam Zul Toiva. Everybody can sing the song. But to really embed it within his bones. To become part of his conscience. To become part of his own Messias. His own bias to be under it. So what happened? This happened. He burnt the soup. This happened. That happened. His kids spilled the milk. This happened, that happened. Everything's a toiv. The person's whole Messias has changed. No more gray hairs. No more daigis. There's only one daigis is, how am I going to know Shahad? How am I going to know Halacha? How am I going to become a Talmud Chacham? That's his only daigis. Asher Adam Fakhi Tomid says Chazal and Brochim. Asri Odom, Asri Tomid. He's always afraid. He's always nervous. The Chazal, who be Divrei Torah? Our job is to worry the Divrei Torah. We have to Mefachet. We have to make ways in Mahalchim. How to remember Torah. The Mefachet that we shouldn't forget Torah. Of a Gashmir, Oyem Hazeh, Hakol HaTorah. Hakol HaTorah, we don't have to worry. We don't have to be doing. Parnassah, this, that. He was over to bring the Maisa in Switzerland. They said, I said last year that a certain need, a certain guy died. And he left over millions of dollars. To whom? To who did he leave it over? He left it over. He said, I don't know if he had children. He did have children, but he left it over. He said he wanted to give it to the family, the biggest mishpacha, the biggest family in Switzerland. He thought it was maybe some Goyish family. One day in the post, his Avrech with 15 children gets a letter. Please come to the lawyer's office. There's somebody waiting for you. Millions of dollars are waiting for him. This Aved had nothing to live on. What happened? It's the biggest mishpacha. Oh, how's it make my nose? How's it come through? Being with some charge. He says, this is the lesson we have to learn. If we embed it, if we work on it, we work on our amuna, we'll be different people, we'll live differently. Our whole lives are davening, we'll be with davening. Not worrying, I have to run out to work, run out to here. It's going to have, going to get the money, you'll get the money. Not to be responsible, you have to be an erucha person, be responsible in your jobs and whatever you do in life. But to know, and to realize, that Hashem Echad, Mayur Zani Echad, there's no two, there's no rabbitoys, there's only toys. And that's what we have to be Mayur Zani. Hashem Echad, one and only one. B'Zerichu B'Ezeh Hashem, that day, when everybody will realize it, the MS, until that day, our job is to work on ourselves, to get to that Madrega, and hopefully soon the proof that we work on that Madrega, because both will have to let us see on that beautiful day, Tchias Hamesim, on the day of the Shia Sukeinu, when we'll see B'Ezeh Hashem, V'Hoya Hashem Namerah HaKol HaOret, Yei Maru Yia Hashem Echod, Ishmoy Echod.